The movie The Monuments Men comes out today. It's about an American platoon in World War II trying to rescue artwork stolen by the Nazis. We've got a similar story. Poland's National Museum had a lot of art looted during the war, and just yesterday, one of the many missing paintings was finally returned, courtesy of the U.S. government.
On behalf of Homeland Security Investigations, it gives me great pleasure to be able to return to the people of Poland this valuable painting that was stolen more than 70 years ago. Stolen art, antiquities, and fraudulently acquired artifacts, these are the little-known casualties of war.
Ewa Juntuk-Giomecka is Poland's consul general in New York. Madam Consul, what went through your head when you were handed back this painting yesterday?
We are very happy. Thanks to the cooperation with Special Agent in Charge James Hayes, we have celebrated such a returning of Polish art. It was a very moving event. Poland suffered greatly during the Second World War. Of course, the people are the most important. We lost 6 million Polish citizens, among them 3 million of Polish Jews, and many beautiful art objects. At the moment, on the list of still stolen objects that we are looking for, they are at about 70,000 art objects.
70,000 still out there.
Yes, 70,000. That's a lot. But I'm very grateful to our partner on the American side. And yesterday, one of the significant art went with the minister back to Poland, to the place where it belongs, to the National Museum in Warsaw, where the art was stolen during the Second World War, probably in 1944 by Nazi Germans.
So tell us about this painting. I know it's from the 18th century. What do we see in it?
Yes, well, it's a very well-known artist, a German artist. This is the Baptize by St. Philip of a servant of Queen Kanaki Queen. And it's not a big piece of art, but it's beautiful. In such a brown colors, like beautiful Indian fall. That's the colors that appears on the painting. And we believe that it was during the war either destroyed. For years, we believe that it was lost forever. And the author of this painting is Jonathan Conrad Sikets, born in 79 and dying in 1768.
I understand that Poland has asked Russia to return several paintings seized by the Soviet Red Army at the end of World War II, including one by Bruegel. Any movement on that request?
Oh, well, we are trying to. I must say that it is much easier to work with the American side than with other partners. American side is helpful and very energetic. I can say that about other partners of ours.
Now, I don't know how much influence a Hollywood film studio has on the Department of Homeland Security, but was this partly timed to coincide with the release of this movie, The Monuments Men?
I must tell you, we were so surprised. Before the ceremony, all our guests on the American side and the Polish side, I invited them to my office. And so we talk about it. And suddenly someone said that, do you know that this movie is going to be tomorrow at the New York movie theaters? We didn't know nothing about it. Everyone was surprised except one person. So that was absolutely coincident. And I am happy about it because this way we have a very good gathering of press.
Yeah. Was that one person a woman by any chance, hoping that George Clooney would give the painting over?
Yes. Well, you know, such a coincidence are very happy for us because otherwise it's not easy to have a very busy media to come to the Polish consulate in New York in Midtown Manhattan.
So you said the painting's already flown back to Warsaw. When will it be hanging in Poland's National Art Museum again?
We are trying to make a celebration of it because, after all, those pieces, they are like puzzles that they put together. This is the national heritage. So the Minister of Culture will organize a special ceremony to give this painting back to the National Museum in Warsaw. I think it will happen very soon.
Ewa Juntuk-Giomecka, Poland's Consul General in New York. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
It's been missing for 7 decades. Now see what it looks like. We've posted a picture of the recovered painting at PRI.org.